Hello, Joe. This is Lionel here.
Okay, yes. Are you in Manitoba?
No, I'm in California for now for a bit, but I'm going back to Manitoba later. So how's things are in your area?
Well, I just, before I forget, how many bush are working at where Andy was working?
Where Andy was working?
Not working there.
Oh, no, he's alone there at Portage.
No.
Roland.
Where about?
Lionel.
Yes.
Andy got fired there, huh?
He got fired?
He got fired, huh? Two Bouchards got fired there. I was told.
Where he won. Isn't it Roland?
What's that?
Roland or Andy?
Andy got fired, and another guy, another Bouchard. There was two there.
Well, Roland was working for Blights.
For Blights?
You mean for Shabbat from Eli, like Bernie Shabbat International Case?
I don't know, but where. There's two of them that got fired. Your son was one. I was told in January 1, they got fired.
Well, the other Bouchard was Roland. That was Pete's son. He was selling Toyota and snowmobiles and four-wheelers across the street.
That I have no idea.
Yeah. You know where...
I know they were working at the same place, where... Andy was working. I was told that today.
Oh?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, I mean...
You're in California now.
Well, for now, yeah. So, my motorhome is at Lucien Lachance, huh?
I don't think... what do you call his name now? Where did you stay last time?
Oh, at Sligger. Mike.
Sligger.
Oh, Mike.
Has Sligger got the mobile...
No, he wanted it, but I mean, I managed to get it out. It's at Lucien Lachance in Ely, across from where I live there on the farm. You know where the Bernardin lives?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's in that yard there. It's Lucien Lachance, the owner now. It used to be Lawrence Bernardin and Rennie.
You sure?
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah, well...
I passed on a 26 highway the other day.
Yeah?
And I seen your mobile there. I think I seen right.
It can't be. In Sligger's yard?
I would say I seen it there, yes. It's standing in the bush there.
Mm.
As far as I seen it, I think I seen right.
Oh, are you sure it's not the blue Dodge?
No, it was the mobile. I'm quite sure. I'm 90% sure.
Is that right?
I would say yes. And I think I've seen right.
Well...
Because I talked to Susie, and she said it's at where you just said where it is.
You say La Chance, yeah.
And La Chance, and I don't think Susie, she's sure.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but I've seen it at Flagers.
I'll give you the Lucien Lachance's number there. I mean, well, you know where he lives, and when you go to Ely, huh?
Where does he live?
Well, right across from, you know the Bernardin, across from my property there, just east. In the bush there, they've been there all their lives. Bernardin.
Bernard.
Yeah. You don't recall? I mean, when they're right across, you know where my three rows of green ashes, right across the road there, right? If I keep on with those trees, I mean, you're on the Bernardin property. That's where the motorhome is.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but...
Are you thinking of coming back to Manitoba, or are you staying in B.C.?
No, I'll come back to Manitoba. Anyways... Yeah. So
it warms up.
So you think that my batteries on the motorhome with this cold weather would be They've been starving now since last spring. I think they'll be busted, don't you think so?
I think they're going to be just about dead.
You are dead, yeah.
It is cold. I've never seen it that cold all my life.
Yeah, I know, that's just terrible.
It's 32 below right now.
Yeah.
And the wind.
And there's nothing I could do about it, I mean, to remove them and put, give them a boost or something, huh?
No, the hell with the batteries.
Yeah.
The bigger problems than batteries.
Yeah. So if you ever go by Mike told me that he threw all my stuff out, my furniture, like all the better furniture that I had left, like my hide a bed and stuff like that. He threw all in the snowbank, but I mean, I think he's lying to me. I don't know.
Susie said he threw them in your truck there. That's what Susie told me. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Do you have binoculars when you go by? If you go south of the bridge, you could see there's an opening there, and you see his white grass, and if there would be outside in front of the door there, you would see them, huh?
But, maybe I would, but
yeah.
I stay out of it.
Yeah, well, and it's just, yeah.
I've got more trouble here than I can find.
Is that right?
Probably.
So Slicker, he wasn't very good with you people too, did he? Tell me that, did he owe you some money too, didn't he?
He owes me money too. He owes me money for about 40 years now.
Yeah.
He bought a bed comforter and never paid for it.
Is that right? So he bought a bunch of cattle from his brother-in-law in the Fisher Branch and he never paid. So he's not the most honest man around.
He's crazy, period.
And you, yeah.
That's too bad. It's too bad that you move in his house, but that's the way it is. It happened.
You mean back into the farm where I belong?
Who?
Me, that's where I belong, isn't it? On my old farm, on my old homestead, right?
Well, get it through your head, you won't make it.
Pardon?
Get it through your head, you will not make it.
Who said that I wouldn't make it?
Maybe I should go back to Rosedale too.
Yeah?
Where I was born.
So you think I should forget it?
Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all bullshit anyway. It's past and forget about it.
Yeah.
Look ahead.
Yeah, I know. And you say that you heard today that the Bouchard got fired.
Two Bouchard got fired, I was told. And it's the truth.
Yeah?
And they were both working at the same place as far as I know.
Well,
I understood right, but he got fired for sure. Your son,
yeah,
because he told it to somebody.
Yeah, why did he? You know why he got fired?
Because they're not aware of shit. That's all. Full of lies and what all that.
Yeah, and he.
No, it's not your son. He's part of the devil. The way I see it.
Yeah.
You can't operate with your dad like that. That doesn't. That only the devil does it.
Yeah.
And with brains does do that.
Yeah, no. I think he lost a lot of customers over this deal, eh?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You would never buy anything from him anymore?
I only know he's on the devil's side, that's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
what he gets out of that, I don't know. I'm beat, that's it.
Yeah. And
have you got friends where you live now?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many guys are there?
Oh, there's two guys, I mean, that I've known for a long time. And yeah.
When did you move there?
Oh, after the... That was in the... In December, right? Yeah.
December, yeah?
Yeah.
How long are you going to... When are you figuring on coming about?
Well, as soon as I get my keys there, I'll be going back. And I'm working on it now, so see what happens. Yeah, but I don't know.
For what?
For my home and on the ranch there.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
You'll never get your keys.
Yeah.
That's a losing battle.
Yeah.
What do you figure on coming back?
Well, I'm not too sure. In about 6 weeks time, maybe, probably. I don't know.
Let's see. 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as I go back, I'll give you a ring and.
Yeah. See, so. You hear it? Ding, ding, ding.
Fine.
We're going to be signed off now.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll let you go then. Okay, well, thanks
okay,
for
good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And if you want to repeat there in front of Michael, I'll let you know. You let me know, okay? Okay.